you be tempt beyond what you can bear. This is what I believe in and what I always keep in mind. To be honest, I don't believe in God and I don't even believe in any religion. However, this word teaches me that the hardship you face is something that you can surely overcome and makes me think positively toward the situation. Watching the devil's meeting held in 2012, I heard a story told by a high school student who suffered the Great Ishipan earthquake. On March 11, 2011, just after her graduation ceremony, she was hit by the quake. She realized herself on top of a 20-meter high heap of debris, and then she discovered her mother trapped there. Her mother had her right leg pinned under heavy pieces of debris, and at the same time, she knew that another tsunami is going to hit in a few minutes. Her choices were to try to help or escape. She chose to save her own life, and after a few days, her mother was found dead. In the end of her presentation, she said the following thing. Even now, I cannot think of that decision without tears. When I left at last, I said to my mother, over and over again, thank you. I love you. I believe I'll never experience something so cruel as this for the rest of my life. In spite of the merciless experience, she never gave up her dream to become someone who can support children who lost their parents just like her. She is studying hard at Keio University right now to realize her dream. Every single person faces with a difficulty someday. As for me, I confronted with the biggest challenge in my life when I was 4 years old. I had to leave Japan and live in Singapore because of my father's work. I had no choice but to go. The first several weeks were just like hell for me. I couldn't speak English at all, so it was not easy to attend school and become friends with someone who cannot make myself understand. However, I attend to school every day because I kept on believing what my mother told me on the first day of school. There is nothing that you cannot overcome. God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. In the end, I was awarded a prize for perfect attendance every year until I came back to Japan. Since it has been more than 10 years, I forgot almost all of my memories in Singapore and English skills. But the spirit of never giving up is what exists in myself, even now. We have difficulties more or less, but we can certainly overcome it. In process of achieving my goals, I'm sure to encounter with many difficulties. However, when I give up, that's when the game is over. Never stop dreaming and never giving up, even if it seems impossible, is the most important thing to overcome difficulties. This is what I learned from the story and my own experience, and the reason why I strongly believe in the saying, God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.